and I can help. Call me at 989-375-4598 in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. That's Clark Ramsey.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
And just like that, we are ready to start the second half. Cass City with a 2-point lead. Outscored Bad Axe in the second quarter, 18-11. They trailed Bad Axe after one at 9-14. Cass City, we get the ball started. They're working left to right across your radio now. And Orban being guarded by number 12 for Bad Axe, that would be Matt Kramer. Israel Sin, and it's tipped out by Canarian. As Bax coming out, it's a little bit of a matchup zone, but nearly a man-to-man. Orban for three for the right wing, and it's good. Just like John said, Orban can shoot the ball. He did now the first shot. It's a three, and now a five-point lead for Cass City. 7.5 of play, it's 30-25. Canarian for Bad Axe on the left wing. It's a tip by Orban and out of bounds. Bad Axe will get in right in front of their own bench on the left side of the radio. 7:26 left in the third.
What kind of entry zone that Cass City's been playing?
Braden on the left wing. Kicks over to Canarian for three for the right wing, and this one hits nothing. And a rebound by Will Sutton, tipped by two players. Last touch by number 12, Kramer, by Bad Axe. And Cass City ball.
That was a nice look by James Canarian. It was a nice opportunity shot. It didn't go in.
Here comes Orban across the timeline. Left to right across your radio. In the white jerseys are Cass City. Dickens down to the key. Back over to Orban. Right wing. Trying to feed into Israelson, but Bad Axe covering them up quite well. And Hartwig drives right down to the lane. Baseline wide open. Goes up to the left. Easy. Two is good. He has 14 on the night. Now a 7-point lead for Cass City. Braden over to Kramer, left wing. Now Canarian in the corner. Back up to Braden, dribbles one, passes over to Kramer. Now into the right wing, into Labor. Jump stop, goes up for a jump shot. This one's blocked, hits by Israelson. And here comes Cass City. Hardwick on the move. Takes the three from the left wing, rims in and out, no good. Rebound Dickinson, though. And he goes over the shot, tries to avoid contact, and misses it. Israelson then goes up for the shot, he misses that one. And Dickinson finally puts it in. And we have a full timeout called by Bad Axe. They trail by 9 after Dickinson's 2. You're tuned to WLAW, Cass City 34, Bad Axe 25.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game is done.
Cass City currently on a 7.70 run in the third quarter. Bad Axe took a full timeout. They now trail by 9 to Cass City. They're trailing by only 2 a mere minute 45 ago. 6:15 left in the third quarter. 34-25, Cass City at home. Braden on the left wing. Dribbles over, kicks it over to Kramer. Now into the right corner to Labor for 3. Yes! Labor for 3. He now has 7 points, has the first point since the first quarter. Brings Bad Axe within 6. 5:52 left in the third.
That was a clutch shot. That was a very important possession for the Hatchets.
And Dickinson feeds it into Ingerson, who goes in with a two-hand slam. His second dunk of the night. This one, another high percentage shot. He has 14 points, 8-point lead for Cass City, 5:35. Canarian takes a three time of the key. This one's good. Van Axe with back-to-back threes from this one from Canarian. He has 11 points. Labor had the last one. Now 5-point lead for Cass City, 36-31 over Van Axe, 5:12 left in the third. Houston Israelson on the left wing takes it back out to Hartwick. He drives down the baseline. Israelson takes the left elbow jump shot. This one's off the mark. And we have a push on the arm against Van Axe. It was a loose ball. I kind of disagree with that call a little bit. And it goes against Van Axe. That's their first team foul in the second half. Goes against Tyler Labor, his third. So Tanner Krug checks in for Labor. He'll sit down with three fouls. And it's Cass City ball underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. Orban passing this one in. Still finally gets it into number five, Lucas Schenk. Down top of the key to Dickinson. Over to Hartwick, down the corner to Orban. Israelson cuts across the paint. Van Axe covering him up still. Now over to the left wing. Reset the offense, 4:50 left in the third. 36-31, Cass City leads Van Axe.
Van Axe in a 2-1-2 zone.
Israelson kicks it to Orban in the left corner for three. This one's no good. Rebound, still loose. Israel Canarian brings it in for Van Axe. Up to Braden underneath the hoop. Kicks it back out to Krug for the jump shot. This one's good. Almost a little bit of a runner. And Krug has 5 points and brings Van Axe within three. 36-33, Cass City leading. 4:25 left in the third. Orban. Over to the left wing to Hardwick. Now Dickinson at the top. And Sutton denies the pass. Dickinson catches it. Now over to Orban on the left wing. Drives right down the lane, goes up the layup, and it's blocked by Sutton. But we have a whistle before the block. Looks like a little body check. Fouls against number 15, Ben Braden, his third. Team second with 4:08 left. In the third quarter, 36-33, Orban at the line, shooting two.
I can hear Dan Dockich right now saying, let him play!
Orban's first free throw is up, no good. Off the back of the iron, not much heart on that. As Flannery checks in for Braden, and number 11, Jacob Perry, comes in for Cass City. Not quite sure who he replaced. Out there for Cass City, we have Orban, Hartwick, Shank, Israelson, and Perry. Second free throw, no good either. Score remains a 3-point lead for Cass City. As Labor takes the free, no good. Rebound by Sutton, goes up for the shot. He's fouled. He's hanging the line for two. Little Sutton has 2 points tonight, trying to make it four with two made free throws here. First team foul against Cass City in the second half. And against number five, Lucas Schenk, his first. Only four total fouls for Cass City in the night. We're exactly halfway through the third quarter. First free throw is no good for Will Sutton.
There are no hatchets on the faces part.
And Cody Ross replaces Lucas Schenk.
All four hatchets that are remaining are coming back on top.
And second free throw from Sutton. Bounces twice, no good. Rebound, Israelson. Here comes Orban and the Redhawks. Over to Perry on the right wing. Dribbles back up, top of the key. 3:50 left in third, drives into the lane and hits up the lab, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes up for the shot, and we have a whistle. Two shots coming for number 11, Perry. And the foul's against number 45, Tanner Krug. Jim Quinn is arguing the call as he says the ball didn't go beyond his waist. And they're giving two shots to Perry.
I think Coach Quinn has a good argument there.
As the first one is good.
It was right in front of us. And I think it was clean block.
As do I. First free throw is up and good. Second one, no. Rimmed all the way around. And now it's a 4-point lead for Cass City, 37-33. Van Axe pushing the ball upwards. Canarian, top of the key, dribbling. Over to the right wing, nearly stolen by Perry. Goes out of bounds. Van Axe ball on the side. Van Axe passing it in into the backcourt to Canarian. Other for Van Axe right now, Canarian, Kramer, Sutton, Krug, and Flannery. Krug takes the baseline jump shot. This one's good. That kid's got a nice little